Now to our Conversation Corner. And our guest today is Jan Faulkner, who is the 2011 gold medalist at the recent Interior Design Excellence Awards in Melbourne. This award acknowledges designers who've made a lifetime contribution to the Australian design industry. Jan Faulkner started out in the industry in the 1960s, a time of great change in the design world in Australia. Along the way, she's influenced an amazing array of everyday objects, things like the colour of your telephone, colour bond steel roofing, design on toilet paper, and the early trend in the 60s for Laminex benches. Jan Faulkner joins By Design now from our Melbourne studio. Jan, welcome.
Thank you.
At a dinner party in the 1960s, you met the designer David Yenkin, and he offered you a job with Merchant Builders, who built modern Australian houses. You started their interior design section. Was interior design much thought about in Australia in the 1960s, or were you pioneering a shift in design and architectural thinking?
I don't think it was thought about much at all. The houses, the average house in those days, was a red brick veneer, with very little light inside. It had two standard roses in the front with a little patch of green. Inside you had a three-piece suite, heavy curtains, and a matching dinner set. So that in the early 60s, that's really where we were, until David Yenkin started Merchant Builders with a group of architects and landscape designers and graphic designers who wanted to change the face of housing in Australia to suit the Australian environment. And in that, they were enormously successful. They started with really bringing light into the houses, turning them into courtyards, starting kitchen family rooms all in one, Australian contemporary paintings and landscaping by the great landscape architect Ellis Stones, who started using native plants in and around the houses. And what actually happened was that the general public took to the houses like ducks to water, and they really took off very, very quickly. Another firm in Sydney, Pettit and Sevitt, with the architect Ken Woolley, was doing a similar thing. And David employed architects such as Graham Gunn, Darrell Jackson, David McGlashan. And so it was really a very, very exciting time in Melbourne.
Well, it was, as you say, a very exciting time, full of possibilities, full of exploration. You had no formal training in design. So what did you bring to the world of design? What was it that attracted you to such a job?
I think I'd had a very interesting background, and in that my parents were very innovative. They started the first farm school in Tasmania, which really brought together farming techniques with a very wide educational curriculum. And so I always had the feeling that with my sister, that whatever we wanted to achieve, we could.
Oh, that's great. Now, did you travel much? Did you try and look out and copy ideas? Or was there a quiet confidence developing around things in Australia, developing a contemporary Australian aesthetic?
I think that we were all concerned at that stage that not enough design was coming from Australia, that people were really copying overseas things, and my company deliberately set out to bring an Australian content into everything that we did.
And who were your early clients? I mean, what kind of people were they, and what were they looking for in the design of their interiors?
Well, they were a mix of creative people, professional people, academics, who all really understood what we were all doing together. And they love their houses, and even today we're doing houses for the grandchildren of those original clients.
Oh, that's nice to know. This is By Design on ABC Radio National. I'm Alan Saunders, and my guest today is Jan Faulkner, who's recently won the gold medal for a lifetime contribution to the Australian design industry. And by the way, I haven't said it, but congratulations, Jan.
Thank you.
Links at abc.net.au/rn/bydesign. Jan, let's look at the things you're most proud of, a couple of projects that show how your thinking has influenced Australian life. Yulara at Uluru in Central Australia, you put forward this as one of your standout projects. Why, I wonder, what are the elements that make it stand out for you?
Well, this was working with Philip Cox, the architect, and of course it was an amazing landscape. And we both worked together on using some iconic Australian furniture, designs by Clement Meadmore, and we put together some wonderful Aboriginal paintings, the Papunya Tulia group, and this really hadn't been done before in a hotel complex in the middle of Australia. And then we started to realise when we were furnishing the hotel that the products that were available to us just simply didn't reflect the environment that we were trying to use for our work. For instance,
this was 1984, wasn't it?
This was 1984. And so we then started to work with a whole lot of product designers to use and to make the products that we could actually use that would suit the job we were trying to do, and to use the colours of the landscape.
Well, it's certainly a great place. I've stayed there myself, and I think it's a really wonderful space. What about your very first commercial client, the State Savings Bank of Victoria? In 1974, you actually started your own company in the late 60s. So it took a while to get a big commercial client. What did you do for them? I mean, a bank is a big client, but it's different to, say, a retail shop or a hotel.
Well, this project really we worked on with Daryl Jackson, and I think the reason he selected us to work with him was because of the sort of familial quality that we had. He wanted the bank not to look too commercial, and so we brought a very friendly feeling to the commercial interior of the bank. Also, we were used to working with a very Australian colour palette, and this was on the Mornington Peninsula in a very interesting environmental setting, and so we could bring all those colours into the project. So it really started off our commercial side of the business, because I think it was quite different to the work that people had been doing to date.
And now, what are you working on now? What are you thinking about? What look are you working on, and what elements make up this look?
Well, not at the moment, really. One of the main things that we're interested in is working with manufacturing industry to add value to their products. In this environment that we're in at the moment, where manufacturing in Australia has stalled, it's just the right time for R&D, and companies really need to benchmark themselves worldwide. And at the moment, they're not doing that. They're just retaining the status quo, whereas it's really a very important time for them to move ahead. You know, if you look, for instance, at the wool industry with wonderful merino sheep, and what happens? Zegna come across, take our best wool and go back to Italy with it. And then you've got companies here like Fletcher Jones who are going into receivership because they're not keeping up with what's happening in design worldwide. So we're very interested in working in this particular area.
And finally, the everyday things we take for granted, yet someone has to come up with ideas. Designs on toilet paper. This is a very unusual thing to have in a CV. How did that idea come about?
Well, I think it's like that phrase, you know, this goes with that at Suzanne. If we were designing a bathroom, which were always very simple and a very simple use of materials, in would come the gaudy packets of tissues that didn't relate in any way to the bathroom or the kitchen that we were designing. And so we set about designing a range where those items would fit in with the design of the kitchen or the bathroom. And the same thing happened with the telephone design.
I was going to say that, yes.
Well, it was doing commercial buildings to design the telephones. I think from memory it was the Commander series, and it was really modernising the whole system and fitting it in colour-wise with everything we were doing in whatever commercial building it was.
Well,
so we've always worked on such a range of projects.
Well, it's nice to know that you can sit in your bathroom and decide whether to reach for the designed toilet paper or the coloured phone. Thank you, Jan Faulkner, for being with us today.
Thank you, Al.
Links to Jan's work at our website, abc.net.au/rn/bydesign. And that's it for 2011. Next week, we start 5 weeks of summer specials. By Design returns in late January 2012 with our new host, Fenella Kernebon. You can hear us every Wednesday between 3 p.m. and 4, on Saturday mornings between 9 and 10, and at any time of your choosing on the web. The show is produced by Jan Ryan and Mark Wakeley. Paul Gough was the sound engineer. I'm Alan Saunders, and I'll be back next week with the summer season of By Design.